for all of those of you who are listening, I invite you to close your eyes. And I'm going to take you on an inner journey. We use a journey into the imagination as a way of working with beliefs, because to the brain, what you imagine is just as real as the real world. So we have this ability to use the what we call the imaginal realm to change beliefs. So close your eyes and imagine that you are walking through a path in the forest. It's a beautiful forest, beautiful, safe forest. The ground is so soft, you can take off your shoes. The air is warm. There's sunlight filtering down through the trees. And you're just enjoying the beauty of the trees and the bushes around you. You can hear animals scurrying in the brush, and you feel wonderful. And just take a walk for a minute and feel how great it feels to be there. And some people visualize more clearly than others. So if you're not a visualizer, you can feel it. You can just feel it in your body. And as you're walking, you notice up ahead that there's a kind of clearing. There's an open space in the trees. And so you get curious. Well, wonder what's there in that open meadow. And as you approach the meadow, you can see that there's a circle of stones. And it looks like a sacred circle, a sacred place. And there's something in the center of the circle, but you can't make it out yet. And so you begin walking toward the circle. And you realize that this sacred place has been created by ancestors to work with beliefs, to help clear and change beliefs. And before you enter, you ask permission, because it's courteous to do so. And so you just reach up to the sky and you say, ancestors, grandmothers, grandfathers, may I enter? May I enter and use this place? And they welcome you and they say, of course, grandchild, you may enter. And as you walk toward the center of the circle, you notice that there's a fire, a sacred fire at the center. And there's also a mirror, a full-length mirror. And you're curious about this mirror. And as you walk up to the mirror, you're curious to see what you're wearing because you're not aware of it. And so you look in the mirror to see what you're wearing at the moment. And now that you've noticed what you're wearing, go ahead and take that outfit off, because that's how it works here in this beautiful sacred space, is you have to take off what you're wearing in order to explore something else. And so now that you've set your clothes aside, close your eyes again, the eyes you have there in the sacred circle. And you're going to experiment with a belief we mentioned earlier, to see what it feels like, because it's the most common belief I've found in people around the world. And so you close your eyes and feel what it feels like to hold that belief, there's something wrong with me. And feel it in your body, feel it, how it limits you, feel what happens to your posture. And recognize that you may have this belief somewhere in your subconscious mind. Now, the mirror reflects the belief that you're holding at the time. So when you're ready, open your imaginal eyes, look in the mirror, and see what outfit has been created by your subconscious mind. It will just appear automatically. You don't have to create it. And see what it looks like. This is how your subconscious mind is representing this belief. There's something wrong with me. And feel what it feels like to be wearing this outfit. Sometimes it feels heavy, sometimes it feels ancient or old or raggy, or you know, it feels itchy or scratchy. Could be anything, could be any form. And this is the representation of the belief there's something wrong with me. And now that you know that you have this belief somewhere in your subconscious mind, you can choose to let it go, to get rid of it. So ask yourself the question, do I want to let this belief go permanently from my life? And I assume you answered yes. So in this case, go ahead and take this belief off. We call it a belief outfit. Take this belief outfit off. It may unzip somewhere. Maybe you can scoot out the back. Sometimes it feels like a whole costume or a bodysuit. And just take it off, strip it off like clothing. If you're having a hard time, invite one of the ancestors to come in and help you get it off so that it can fall to the ground. And let it fall to the ground. Take it all off of your body, and also look inside your body to see if it's inside anywhere, and pull it out of the inside of your body and let it fall to the ground as well. You may have to take it out of your eyes or your ears or your head or your chest, your heart, your stomach, your legs, your sexual organs. Just take it out and throw it on the ground. And scan your entire body and your entire system and take all of the experiences you've had that are like this and take them out of your memory and throw them on the ground. And when you feel it completely off of you and out of you, feel what it feels like to be free of that belief. It's no longer anywhere in your system. And if you find that it is, take that part out and throw it on the ground. And then feel what it feels like to not have it on you anymore. And then decide, is this a belief I want to let go of permanently from my life? And if the answer is yes, reach down and gather it up, sort of push it together into about the size of a ball you could hold in both hands. And now that you're holding this outfit and the belief, walk over to the sacred fire. The sacred fire is a fire that burns things back to their original nothingness. And so when you put it in the fire, and you're not going to do it quite yet, it will disappear completely, never to return. But before you put it in the fire, we do a little ceremony, because every belief has served us in some way. And beliefs like to be appreciated and thanked, just like we do. And so look at this belief, there's something wrong with me, and say to it, thank you for having served me in my life. It doesn't matter if you know how it served you. It served you in some way. It might have made you likable to your parents. It might have made you acceptable in a group. But however it served you, just thank it for having served you. And then say to it, I've outgrown you and I don't need you anymore. And tell it, your job is done. And say to it, I am now sending you back to the nothingness from which you came. And now add anything else you want to say to it before you place it in the fire. And when you're ready, place it in the fire and watch it burn until it's completely gone. It may go poof all at once. It may burn slowly. Turn up the heat, and it's like a nuclear fireplace. It will burn everything, every aspect of it, every part of it, and turn it back into nothingness so that nothing is left, not even ashes or smoke. And just watch until it's gone. And when it's gone, feel what it feels like to have it out of your life. Most people report a sense of lightness or openness. But feel what it feels like to you to not have it in your life. And now that you're free of it, you can replace it with any belief you wish, with an empowering belief, positive belief. For example, you could use the one that we worked with before. I am a sacred and worthy being. Try that on. See if it's right for you. And if it's not right for you, find the right belief for you. It's important that you choose your own beliefs at every stage of life. And you can try on the belief and see how it feels. If it feels good, that's great. If it could be made even better, that's even better. So experiment with the belief you want to take on and find one that really serves your life. I am a wonderful being, or I am light, I am love. And when you've chosen the belief, and if you haven't chosen one, you can feel free to use, I am a sacred and worthy being. It's a very good belief to have. Close your imaginal eyes again and feel what it feels like to hold that new belief. Feel it in your body. Let it penetrate all of your cells, all 70 trillion cells that you have in your body. It's as if every cell in your body is doing a happy dance, saying this new belief and shining the light of this new belief out in every direction. And your own heart is like a sun that radiates in all directions, sending out this new belief into every part of your universe. Let it penetrate your bones and your muscles and your organs and your mind, your brain, every part of your life, your relationships, your finances, your career, your family. Feel what it feels like to let this belief shine like a light in the world. This is your true self shining. And when you're ready, walk back over to the mirror and see what new outfit has been created by your subconscious mind to represent this new belief. Just look in the mirror, be surprised, and see what you see in the mirror. And really enjoy this new feeling, because it will be permanently installed in your psyche and will continue to anchor deeper and deeper for the next 48 hours or so. And when you're ready, take a look around the sacred circle, see the mirror, see the fire, see the circle of stones, and say a prayer of thanks to the ancestors for creating this place and to nature around you for making space for this sacred work to occur. And when you're ready, turn around and walk back toward the exit the way you came in. And as you exit the circle, turn around once more and give a bow of thanks for this work, for this circle, for the ancestors who created it. And then begin walking on the path back the way you came, back to home, feeling the soft dirt on your feet, feeling the sun shining through the leaves, hearing the singing of birds, feeling good and still wearing this new outfit of clothing, this new light that you are. And walk all the way back to where your body is located, where your eyes are closed, where you're listening to my voice. And feel that you are wearing this new outfit. You are wearing this new clothing, this new light. It's part of you. It's part of your life. It's who you are. And feel it in every part of your body. And recognize that this is a new life, a new moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes, look around, and see if the world looks any different. Welcome back. Thank you for going on that journey with me.